A perspective from Christian Quested, very seasoned hunter, about a hunting trip. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
If I see something that I want to do, I tend to go kind of all out and focus on it. You know, if a mountain's sitting there and I look at it and I kind of go, it'd be kind of nice to be on top of that. So maybe I'll hunt it. Maybe I'll ski it. I mean, obviously I like the food aspect, but I'll be honest, I hunt horns too. I love trophies. The wife's pretty patient with me. I think I have like 6 elk up in the house. The combination of all the above, the food, the companionship with her friends, being outdoors, and it really is a super glorified camping trip. And it's pretty close quarters sometimes with some of the trips we take. There's an elk tag that we really try to get in Idaho every year that's up in the Lemhis. And I mean, I'm 32 miles from the truck. And I can make it maybe about 6 miles past the truck and the UTV. Then we can make the rest of it. They open up the single track to motorcycles. And so instead of using horses, we can move. Pretty small base camp. It's what you can fit in your pack or tie to your motorcycle. But when we get it, we end up spending 2 weeks in October up in those mountains. And it usually starts off, might be 50 during the day, and it might be 30 something at night. And usually by the time we leave, sometimes it doesn't get above freezing, and it's as cold as like 10 degrees at night. And the gear's come a long ways. You're pretty comfortable, but just small things like having water not freeze.
Yeah, the basics. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.